Hunter, congratulations on the result. It's great to have another here for the Santos Central North Kookaburras before we go to the country championships in Armidale, but your overall thoughts?
Oh, look, yeah, good hit out. We needed that because, yeah, we've probably lacked another trial under our belt, so we're lucky to get another game. Yeah, to get New England on short notice was really good of them. And, yeah, what better way than actually playing? It's a lot better than just training live games, so we got a lot out of it, I think.
Scrum was pretty competitive, line out was pretty competitive, and they're the real important things as far as the set piece, but what you need to be able to do is produce pressure in the defensive line, and that was done at times. The great challenge will be is sustaining it against a side like the Rams, Homelands, Newcastle Hunter Wildfires, just for the simple fact they've got the preparation down pat. They've had great experience last year through the NRC with a lot of their players, and it's a tough game to sort of get up front.
Yeah, no, definitely Newcastle are going to be tough. I think we've got some blokes who've been there and done it before for the zone that are back playing this year, so yeah, I think they'll know what to expect, and hopefully they'll take the young fellas with them. I think we're going to have a really classy back line, and I think our forwards, if they match them physically and at the set piece like you just said, get us even way to possession, we're a chance of doing anything. We've got the cattle this year. Couldn't be happy with the squad we've assembled, so it's just a matter of putting it on the paddock now.
And it's a great opportunity not only for this year but next year, of course, because the funny thing is now you're all by yourself in regards to coaching the side. You haven't got any other issues with Santos Narrabri Blue Boys, having finished up with them and all that. You're a little bit lonely, or you're just happy to concentrate with Tom on doing the Kookaburras?
Oh yeah, it's always great to get back coaching with Cullo, and yeah, we all have our certain roles. It takes a lot of pressure, and it's only a 6-week commitment. As much as we'd like to be able to do what the Newcastle and Central Coast and all that squads do, and you know, train in the off-season year prior, our blokes just can't do that with their work commitments. So they've really knuckled in and committed to the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we've asked a lot of them, and they've put their hand up. So yeah, to have a short commitment, it suits Tom and I as well personally. Yeah, it's good.
Since we talked to you after the premiership win, you've become a father as well. That's a bit of a surprise, a bit of a shock. You just absolutely love it.
Yeah, no, it's good. So I'll have a few more sad days at home with Ava, and yeah, no, looking forward to watching home games, and hopefully Leno can get a third one in a row, which I'm sure he'll certainly do his best, and he's certainly got the ability there with the clipboard and the players, so I think they'll go well.
And it's good to see that the club has been left in good hands by yourself, Jack running things beautifully, but also that sort of biannual tour where you go somewhere exotic, and that was old Collegians this year, that was a bit of fun. But one of those things now, a challenge not only for Narrabri but also for the whole zone, is to really tap into those 16s and 18s and try and make that a viable competition.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look, I'd like to see more juniors playing sport in general, and yeah, just let's hope that they can get some numbers up. Perhaps just throwing it out there, they might need to rethink the ages. Maybe 17s and 19s could be an option. I'd support that, but it's not my call. But yeah, we need to try and really support the young fellas that are in our club, whether they're part of a 15 or 20 men team or they're only 2 or 3. We've got to try and keep them in rugby.
Looking from the outside in now that you've stepped away from the club, is it viable that Narrabri could run a women's side, maybe 7s or 17s or something, with a coach or a bit of work? Or is it something where with Walshy we've just got to keep working hard in the town to sort of get women connected with the game? Because plenty go out for the ladies day, but we want to see them become Wallaroos and Aussie Pearls because they get so much exposure now through the Olympics and the like.
Yeah, look, that could be an option. I think Walshy's a great man to drive anything like that, and he's certainly going to leave no stone unturned getting things going. Probably needs to start in the schools. I know Narrabri have some great people in their schools teaching, like Chase Magner and all that, who are ex-rugby players, and they probably need to drive it more in the schools. So yeah, That's where they'll get the players.
Finally, let's talk a little bit about business. Of course, you work at the esteemed Davison and Cameron. Tell us a little bit about how things are going in business at the moment. Are we selling beasts? Are we selling cattle? Are we selling houses? How are things going there? And how do you see the future? There's always been this controversy about mines and gas and all that sort of stuff, but is that stopping the people coming in, considering Musselbrook and Singing have been going through some tough times at the moment with some of the mines being shut down there?
Oh look, I think yeah, all that sort of slowed at home now, but yeah, the biggest thing's always agriculture. That's where Narrabri, that's its bread and butter, and we just need rain like anything. The mark underlying tones are good, but the season's pretty ordinary, so if we can get some widespread rain, I think picking's out of the way. Most people in agriculture now would be happy for it to rain. So yeah, Let's hope it does.
Thanks for your time, Hunter. We wish you all the best with Thomas Cullen as we hopefully see the Caldwell Cup come to its rightful place. And that is Central North as we get to the New South Wales Country Rugby Championships.